Well, it was pretty rainy yesterday afternoon, but nonetheless, a crowd gathered for a special ceremony in a Sandy Hill Park on Besser Street. People huddled under a tent at the newly renamed Herbert and Estelle Brown Park. It was a dedication ceremony to honor the Jamaican immigrants who started up Brown's Cleaners back in 1957. The business grew and thrived over the years with more than 20 locations around Ottawa. The couple is being remembered for a lot more than just business savvy, although they certainly had that. Marcia Corr Lovin is Jamaica's High Commissioner to Canada. Here's some of what she said at yesterday's ceremony.
It became a place of welcome, connection, and hope. I have learned that for many Caribbean and African immigrants arriving in Ottawa during the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, one piece of advice was often, go and see the Browns. Their home and business became gathering places for newcomers who could receive guidance, find employment opportunities, establish community connections, and begin the process of building a new life in a new country.
Well, my next guest remembers what it was like to be at the heart of that community. Albert Bedward is the grandson of Herbert and Estelle Brown. Albert, welcome to Ottawa Morning.
Thank you, Ellie. How are you this morning?
I'm great. I can only imagine what it's like to hear that description of the space, that welcoming space that your grandparents created.
Yeah, it's amazing because we didn't think of it that way. We just sort of, it was just like a community center where people came in and shared their stories. We shared food. It was just growing up. It was just a natural part of my life.
Was this the location, the original location downtown in the Byward Market?
Well, there was that was the first location. And then they moved to a number of locations on Bank Street and Cooper Street. And the well-known location is 286 Bank Street near Somerset.
And that's where folks would gather?
Oh, yes. They would come in and it didn't matter from where, didn't matter. Yeah. And the amazing thing was that people would come in and they'd say, I need to get Canadian experience to get a job. And my grandparents would say, well, we'll hire you. Even though they didn't need anyone, they'd hire them for a few weeks so they can put that on their resume and get a job. Like it was just normal. It's what you do. Yeah.
Would you visit them? When you were a little boy, would you go down there?
I worked there.
How young?
Yes, I worked there at the age of 12. I started working there on Saturdays. They paid me a whopping $2 for the day.
And what would you do?
Well, I'd serve at the counter. My grandfather would show me how to do the pressing, which I never quite mastered. I'd help with deliveries, with bagging the clothing. Just those basic things.
When you think back to those years and you saw your grandparents working, I'm sure as hard as they did, but also reaching out to these newcomers, what did you, I mean, you probably didn't make too much of it as a kid, but looking back, how do you reflect on that?
Well, it was because the Afro-Caribbean community was a small community. It's just like the family got slowly bigger and bigger and bigger. So you were always used to meeting new people and listening to their stories. And I think because of that, that got me into writing as well. And it was just living moments of history. Yeah.
Now, did your grandparents come to Ottawa on the same kind of program that the later folks did? Or what was the story there about how they got here?
No, so basically my grandfather worked for the Canadian National Steamship Lines and worked on the ship. One of the ships was the Lady Summers that traveled throughout the Caribbean and brought goods from the Caribbean to Bermuda and to Canada, Halifax and Montreal. And then in 1939, when the war broke out, he joined the Canadian Army, the Royal Canadian Artillery. I believe it was the 5th West Mount Field Battery as a lance bombardier and an instructor. And after the war, he moved to Montreal. And there he tried the business twice. It didn't quite work out the way he expected. He moved to Ottawa. And around 1952, 53, he wrote a letter to my grandmother asking her and the kids to come. And that's when things started to blossom. My grandmother closed. She had a seamstress shop in Kingston, Jamaica, where she hired two other women from Jamaica, showed them how to sew by eye. She could look at you and design anything just by looking at you or a man. It was just amazing. Anyway, so she brought those skills with her to Canada, and then they started working at the Beacon Arms Hotel. And in 1957, they wanted to provide a pickup and delivery service, but the Beacon Arms didn't like the idea. So that's when my grandfather said to my grandmother, "We have to start our own business." And my grandmother said, "Don't worry, Herbert. I've saved for it."
Amazing. You know, I've done a bit of work in the community talking about the tours and the historical importance of your grandparents. And,
yes.
And people call him, I mean, I know his name was Herbert, but they call him Pops. Where did he get that name?
So Pops comes from, he was sort of like the father of the community in two ways. One of them was the West Indian domestic scheme, which was the process by which they would bring women from Jamaica, from the Caribbean, to work in Canada as domestics. And after a year, they would obtain Canadian citizenship. So oftentimes, well, he became stand-in father to about two or three women in terms of their weddings. My grandmother would sew their wedding dresses. And so that was one thing. The other thing was advice in terms of how to conduct or start a business in Ottawa. There are a lot of people in the Afro-Caribbean community who had their own businesses as well, which I've learned through this park project. It's quite amazing. Yeah.
It must be so moving to have their names on this public park in the city that you grew up in, Albert.
Oh, it brought tears to my eyes many, many times. You know, just the idea, like I can see them sitting on the park bench saying, "A park's named after us just for doing what we thought was normal. This is how we do it in Jamaica. You know, as we move forward, we help other people move forward as well. And here's the park." And there's so much we want to do with the park in terms of having poets, poetry and musicians, enact plays. It's just, yeah, very moving, still moving.
Albert.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being on our show today and for sharing your memories of what seem like extraordinary people. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ellie. Have a good day.
You too. That's Albert Bedward, grandson of Herbert and Estelle Brown, the founders of Brown's Cleaners here in Ottawa. Herbert and Estelle Brown Park, located in Sandy Hill. It's right by the Rideau Street Bridge over the Rideau River.